As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's definitely a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, if you will, November the 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday live right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today, though you're going to have to put your thinking cap on the solutions basket, that's for sure. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, well, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and definitely remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or to take Oracle with you on your mobile device. And from around America and around the world, you can also call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost, like Become Vocal Local, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout out always to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. The call-in numbers are posted on the homepage of oraclebroadcasting.com, and that's for sure. Your calls are welcome. Gold continues to set new highs, now above $1,160. The U.S. dollar reverses earlier gains made. The Intercontinental Exchange in the news. Well, we'll talk about some and all of that in a moment. Central banking is going to be part of the main focus for today. Lots of very interesting things on central banking and gold in general. It's a global curse. We need to get rid of it anyway. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Monday, Moon Day, November the 23rd, 2009. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, an hour ago. We find gold trading up $13.60. At 1,000, hold on to your hats, folks, $1,164.50. Bloomberg says it's $1,164.20, up $17.40. Kitco shows it up $13.60 at $1,164.50. You take the number you like and go with it. Silver, platinum, palladium all up this morning. Silver is up 22 cents at $18.73 an ounce. Platinum up $21 at $1,466 an ounce. Palladium up $7 at $368. The lows and the highs, the gold spot market so far this morning, $1,160.60 for a low. That ain't too low. $1,168.60 for a high. At $1,164.50, your gold is up $362.90 year to year for a 45.27% return on your investment in that precious metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys fixed the price at $1,166. The gold silver ratio 62.17 to 1. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again here on our Monday, November the 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday live right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is William Roberts. Good news. Gold is up this morning. It's moving up rapidly right now. Made a big spike here in the last couple of minutes. It's my word, $1,170.80, up $19.90 so far in early morning trading. Boys, if you don't like that, you don't like pecan pie and a slice of big old dollop of Haagen-Dazs vanilla. A la mode, pie a la mode, that's the way we're going this morning in the gold market. Gold, trading off at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, was up $13.60. It's up considerably higher than that right now. Silver was up 22 cents. It's higher as well, $18.73 an ounce for silver. Platinum up at $21 at $1,466 for an ounce of platinum. Palladium was up 7 at $368. All those numbers are going up. Get on the internet, look at it for yourself. It's rather exciting in the gold and silver market this morning. Again, dropping down, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 14.28 on Friday to 10,318, still well above that 10,000 mark, keeping the people in Washington or New York happy, I guess. The NASDAQ off 10.78 at 2146. The S&P 352, down 352 at 1,091. That's the closings on Friday. Crude oil this morning, a little story about crude oil, up $1.10 at $78.57 a barrel. Those are those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index, taking it in the shorts, down as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, off of 0.49 or 49 basis points, trading at 75.09 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s trading system. A little bit of buzz around the weekend, over Friday and the weekend. You know, I've been keeping my eyes on this Intercontinental Exchange. You know, we talk about the U.S. dollar and the U.S. dollar index and these trade-weighted baskets. Well, it's a big crapshoot. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a casino, folks. Be very careful. Be very, very careful. The foreign exchange rates this morning, as a result of the decline in the U.S. dollar, we see all of the little currencies in our basket of currencies. You know, Timmy's got his little basket. We've built a basket here. Our North American trading partners and our European allies, I suppose. The Canadian dollar this morning up 127 basis points, trades at 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso moves up 51 basis points solidly at 8 cents U.S. You can get 13 pesos for a buck these days. The euro up 73 basis points, back again in that $1.50 saddle. The British pound moves up 71 basis points as well, at $1.66 U.S. And the Swiss franc moves up 92 basis points, trades at 99 cents. That'll make them all happy over there, the International Bank of Settlements, or the Bank of International Settlements, Basel, Switzerland. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond, still low, 0.744% yield on the two-year. The 10-year is at 3.41. The 30 is at 4.35%. In the mortgage market, the 15-year mortgage moves down a bit. It's trading at 4.53%, down from 4.69 a month ago. So we're kind of seeing a little bit of a reversal there, a little bit of a pullback, making it a little easier to get those mortgages. And the same goes in the 30-year mortgages, down at 5.03 from 5.23 a month ago. Lots of news in the news this morning. I'm not going to spend, well, I hope I don't have to spend very much time on this, but I've got several articles. This one off of MarketWatch by Poloya Lesova and Mira P. Seifong. New news. Dollar drop, Iran tensions boost gold out of Frankfurt, Germany. No doubt Market Watch. Gold futures rallied to a new high on Monday as dollar weakness as well as escalating tensions between Iran and the West boosted gold's appeal as a safe haven asset and a hedge against inflation. I don't know why they're throwing the Iran story in there. I guess they just have to keep that alive. The precious metal is extending its winning streak into the seventh session. Gold for December delivery, the most actively traded contract, climbed as high as $1,167.80 an ounce on the Globex. This was as of very early this morning. It's higher than that now, most likely. The contract was last up $19.40, or 1.7% to $1,166.20 an ounce. That's December delivery. The dollar declined against its rivals after Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis President James Bullard said, he should have kept his mouth shut, that the U.S. Central Bank should continue buying mortgage-backed securities and other assets longer than currently planned. Now, the dollar declined as soon as he said that. Again, he probably should have gone and gotten himself a nice latte and a croissant and kept his mouth quiet. The dollar index, the USDX, which tracks the performance of the greenback against a basket of other major currencies. Again, this is the Intercontinental Exchange. Had a little bit of funny business on Friday. Keep your eyes peeled for that. There's information out there on the web that you can find out and read all about it. But anyway, the dollar index, which tracks the performance of the greenback against a basket of other major currencies, fell 0.8% to 75.061 in recent trading, and we see it below, well, close to that now. Bullard's comments are, quote, the main reason why the dollar is under pressure this morning, close quote. You see, just somebody could say something, and then the markets react. You know, really, guys, please, keep your mouths shut. Here's another one. It's an indication that a Fed rate may come later. A Fed rate hike may come later than expected, Fitch said. Fitch here, and also rising money supply undermines the dollar. We're going to find out a lot more about that when we get into the study on central banking. On Friday, blah, 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 blah. This week could prove choppy due to the large open interest ahead of COMEX option expiration today and U.S. players being out Thursday for Thanksgiving, said James Moore. At thebulliondesk.com. Traders will continue to keep a close eye on the dollar and risk appetite as a whole. As they say, you know, while the boss is away, the mice sometimes play. We'll see what this week has in store for us. Yes, everybody probably has already packed up their kit and gone off to the Bahamas. Anyway, let's go down a little bit further. Unbelievable rally. Gold futures have made significant gains in the second half of this year. We've talked about that. It's an unbelievable rally, said Darren Newsom, a senior analyst at Telvent BTN, wherever that is. Quote, buying seems to be coming from three sides. Inflation hedge, safe haven buying due to continued global economic concerns, and demand for paper. Coming from both commercial and non-commercial buying, he said. And then there's more on that. But given the momentum in the market is seeing right now, it could be by the end of December that we see prices rising just short of $1,390, he said. And it continues on and on. And there's this little quote in here, this little sidebar about Iran. Let's throw this out for general information. Rising tensions between Iran and the West are also buoying gold status as a safe haven asset, according to Fritch. Iran started on Sunday 5 days of large-scale war games aimed at defending its nuclear sites in case of attack, the BBC reported on its website. An Iranian official said if his country is attacked by Israel, it'll respond by launching a missile strike against Tel Aviv, according to the report. Well, there you go. That little box of rocks. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
This is the greatest show on radio because Paya is on the show.
I know.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
As gold continues to soar higher and higher, now breaking the 1,170 mark, up $20.20. Another news article here. Another refinery bites the dust. Yes, that's going to be the way it goes. We are in the middle of the wintertime driving season when all of the people go out and support their merchant man's holy days and do the things that people like to do. I don't know, driving around and things like that. But anyway, feeding their belly gods and sitting by the little Christmas trees, but happy Hanukkah and all that. That's coming. And just in time for that is a rise in the price of crude, up $1.10 this morning at $78.57. Watch as it goes up at the pump. Here's the article, Market Watch, San Francisco. New news. The domestic refining industry got a little smaller on Friday for the second time in less than a month. A major U.S. independent petroleum refiner announced its shuttering plant. Not stuttering, but shuttering. In other words, they're closing down the shop. This time, it's Valero Energy Corporation, and the facility is its 192,000-barrel-per-day plant in Delaware. Do the math, 192,000 barrels per day times $78.57. This is not small potatoes. Last month, it was Sunoco Incorporated closing its Eagle Point refinery in nearby New Jersey. There are solid economic reasons for the closures. Refining and marketing, the downstream end of the business, are under pressure. Crude prices have doubled from their lows of the year, and fuel demand is down. That spells higher costs, weaker pricing, and slimmer profit margins. But whatever happened to the impassioned call for more domestic refineries? Can gasoline, diesel, and heating oil prices suddenly shrug off disruptions in the supply chain? Well, yes and no, the author writes. The latest hand-wringing over refinery capacity came in 2005 when Hurricane Katrina clobbered the Gulf Coast, remember that, triggering huge price spikes at the pump and sending profit margins to the moon for those refiners unscathed by the storm. It was back in 2005, Katrina. Yeah. Meanwhile, biofuels, hybrid cars, and a deep economic recession have cut into demand. Fuel inventories have risen steadily, especially in the Northeast, protecting consumers from any sudden kinks in the supply chain. No mention here about 9 million people out of work, maybe 20 million. No reason to get out there on Sunday night and fill up the Huffmobile when you have no place to go. Certainly there's a lot of people like myself who only use their automobile when necessary. I don't do any extraneous driving. Haven't ever since they jacked the prices through the roof. Not going to either. Not anytime soon. Not going to happen. So what happens when the economy picks up again? By shutting existing facilities, is the industry sowing the seeds of the next price spike? Question mark. Of course they are. Of course they are. Possibly. Yet, this is merely extending a trend that began developing decades ago, the author's right, rampant consolidation in the industry, efficiency of scale, and ever stricter emission standards demanded new technology and bigger investments, squeezing out most of the small regional refiners. That doesn't mean capacity hasn't grown, it has. Between January 1993 and January of 2009, operable U.S. refining capacity rose by 17%. But it hasn't kept up with demand. To close the gap, U.S. petroleum product imports imports, underline the word imports, U.S. petroleum product imports, surged 93% over the same 16-year period and are set to play an ever bigger role in satisfying Americans' thirst for fuel. I suddenly got less thirsty. Imports surged 93%. This isn't an obvious problem when demand is weak, but it's bound to backfire when the economy picks up, leaving independent refiners again at the mercy of rising oil prices and also of heightened competition from state-of-the-art refineries being built overseas to serve the fast-growing energy markets of Asia and the Middle East. Well, that's why the price at the pump is going up, folks. They're turning their backs on America. Strauss-Kahn says half of bank losses are undisclosed. Here, another bit of news off Bloomberg this time. Scott Hamilton writes the story. International Monetary Fund Managing Director Dominique Strauss-Kahn said that about half of the bank losses from the global financial crisis have yet to be revealed. Here's the quote. It's our view. We're still in the situation where a lot of losses haven't been disclosed, close quote. Strauss-Kahn said during questions at the Confederation of British Industries conference in London today. How much is a difficult assessment, but let's say something which is close to half of it. Banking systems remain undercapitalized in many advanced economies with far from normal financial conditions, Strauss-Kahn said. In a speech to the Congress, the IMF, International Monetary Fund, said in September that banks may have $1.5 trillion in toxic debt remaining on their books, which may hurt credit markets and stifle the global economic recovery. Here's another quote. Probably a little more than half, a little more has been disclosed in the U.S. and a little less in Europe. But it's almost half and half, Strauss-Kahn said. So we still have a long ways to go. In other words, they're hiding stuff, folks. The IMF cut its projection for global write-downs on loans and investments by 15% to $3.4 trillion in September. Deutsche Bank, Chief Executive Officer Josef Ackermann said last week that the coming year will bring lots of challenges as loan books continue to hurt banks. All these loans out there, this toxic waste. Speaking today, Strauss-Kahn said that market expectations of bank capital requirements may also impede lending. There are two kinds of capital requirements. One has to do with regulation, he said. Regulation policies and regulations, of course. Regulation agencies make regulations. Another has to do with what the market is expecting. You may be well over what the regulation is asking for, but if the market expects more, then credit flows will not resume. And it continues. Lengthy article here. You can find it up on Bloomberg. We don't see a high probability of a double dip in the global economy, he said, though avoiding outcomes that it isn't a done deal. The IMF UK's forecast shows a rather bad year in 2009, followed by a rather strong recovery. Rather, see the operative word there, rather. You can chart that on a, you chart rather on a map, I guess. Make a chart of that. A rather strong recovery in 2010 with economic growth of about 0.9% or less than 1%. More than we would expect for the Eurozone anyway. There is that article. It's on Bloomberg. Deficits and loose money should lead to higher gold. Again, off Market Watch, Laura Mondaro. Rising fiscal deficits, mushrooming money supply, a return to 1970s era inflation. That's a recipe for gold to keep noticing new record highs, even doubling in value, say the new gold bugs. Lots about that in this article. But there's at least one variable that could upend this investment thesis and the fortunes of its holders, the Federal Reserve's ability to sop up much of the excess money floating on bank ledgers before it gets into the hands of business and consumers, spurring high inflation and a further drop in the dollar. There's a lot more going on at the Federal Reserve than just printing money out of thin air. We're going to cover that as we get into central banking. in this broadcast. It's a tricky task, but one that a camp of economists and investors said that they think that the Fed can achieve. Policymakers under the direction of Fed Chief Benjamin Bernanke succeed, a big reason to buy gold might evaporate.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
$1,174.60, a high on gold there, and a little spot trading going on. Things are looking pretty good. 16 bucks shy of that $1,200 mark. Are we going to get there today? Might. We'll see. But maybe this week, if not today. And we'll just have to follow it along, and we will, right on this broadcast. Going back to this article, again, San Francisco, the land of the fruits and nuts. I used to live in San Francisco, rather interesting place, right in the Haight-Ashbury district, right on the corner of Haight and Ashbury Street, little daylight basement, two-story affair, really nice little apartment. Cheap, dirt bag cheap, right there in all the hippy-dippy land, 1970s. Very interesting time period, definitely. You go out and get all kinds of natural foods and walk around in your Birkenstock sandals and your earth shoes and let your hair flow in the breeze. Well, that was fun. Anyway, sex and drugs and rock and roll. Let's go back into the news. The reason gold is running now has to do with concerns with deficits and worry is about the strength of the currency, said Linda Dressel, or Dussel, equity market strategist at Federated Investors. She says these fundamental concerns surrounding the U.S. economy mean gold has more room to rise. With the U.S. budget deficit reaching $1.4 trillion in its year ending September, and the White House projecting annual budget deficits to add another $9 trillion to the public debt over the next 10 years, the U.S. digging itself into a bigger borrowing hole, many fear. High levels of debt due to national income can wallop a country's currencies. If investors worry about a country's ability to pay its bills, they may avoid buying its bonds and other investable assets, and so don't need dollars to buy these securities. My fear, she said, it's about the exact opposite of fiscal discipline. Fiscal discipline. Economics. Economy. It's the concerns other countries have been voicing to the U.S., quote, you have got to get your act together. Talking to the Federal Bank. Central bankers. Others, however, cite the money sloshing around in the system as posing the big risk to the U.S. financial credibility and the dollar. Hedge fund managers. Here's some names you should browse up and see a little bit more about. David Einhorn. John Paulson, Paul Tudor Jones, can you say derivatives bubble? Can you say housing collapse? Einhorn, Paulson. Paulson, I believe, was a big player in the SPDR Gold Trust. He's capitalized his electronic shares. He took his gold and walked away. Again, hedge fund managers Einhorn, Paulson, and Tudor Jones have all been amassing gold stakes, betting that the surge in monetary stimulus here and in other countries will devalue paper currencies, particularly the U.S. dollar, and that's also good for gold. None of these investors fit the typical description of a gold bug or the investor who eschews most other investments, even during long down cycles, out of the near religious belief that gold will keep rising. These gold bugs suffered a long slump during the 1980s after gold hit a high of $850 in 1980 on the heels of double-digit consumer inflation. Boy, I experienced that. And as the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan spooked global financial markets, gold fell for much of the next 20 years. Some people buy at the high, buying at the top. Some people buy at the bottom. Which strategy do you follow? As measured by the London Gold Fixing, a global benchmark, it fell to under $300 an ounce by early 2000. We can report on that global gold London Gold Fix every day. This morning set at $1,166 an ounce. But adjusted for inflation, today's gold prices still haven't clawed their way back to the 1980 levels, which would be worth more than $2,200 in today's dollars. Dollars, funny money, paper money. Those years of losses, despite unflagging support from the metal's adherents, put a black mark on the metal for the next generation of investors, such as Einhorn. That is, until recently, after they facilitated and engineered the great crash. When the worst financial crisis and economic downturn since the 1930s led the U.S. and other large nations to slash rates to record low and unfurl massive spending projects, factors, some say, set the stage for another big rise for gold, and they were immediately there, buying gold. Will this new generation of gold bugs find out they're right, or follow the path of prior generations, which rode along drawn-out declines after tremendous spikes? Much of the answer depends on how two main prongs of the argument for higher gold turn out. Here's a quick rundown. Too much money. Once the more than $1 trillion the Fed has pumped into the financial system starts getting lent out by risk-averse banks, the supply of money held by individuals and businesses will mushroom, some economists, investors, and policymakers contend. But there's an argument here. It's a controversy. More dollars in circulation will make every $1 worth less, and every ounce of gold denominated in those dollars will be worth more. The dollar as measured by an index that tracks its value against... Oh, we don't need to hear about that again. The basics of this argument, by creating a slew of new lending and asset purchase programs designed to make it easier for banks and institutional investors to lend, the Fed has added more than $1 trillion to the banking system. Those additional funds are in addition to near-zero interest rates, yes, 0.74% on the two-year bond and 0.25% the benchmark rate, near zero. Indeed. Anyway, dropping down a little further here, much of this extra money is sitting on the bank's balance sheets. That's evidenced by a contraction in bank credit over the past several months and a swelling in what's known as excess reserves, or cash held by banks beyond the requirements set by the Fed. Excess reserves. These reserves have risen to more than $1 trillion from an average of $1.9 billion in the 12 months before September 2008. Currently, all of this money, according to the authors here, is, quote-unquote, stuck in a bottleneck, said David Beam, vice president of economic research at the bullion dealer at Blanchard & Company. But these reserves won't sit in the bank coffers forever. Well, a lot more to that. Goes on and on. Lengthy article this morning. Up there you can go get it. Four-page or even abbreviated the way that I've done it here. Dropping down a little bit more, talking about too much debt, the U.S. government's in hock. That's the second main reason gold is likely to keep rising, some advocates say. What's this in hock? U.S. government in hock. They point to a long list of countries where high deficits led to inflation and currency depreciation. Germany between the two world wars and a slew of emerging markets from Argentina to Zimbabwe are the most extreme examples. Historically, quote, the countries that suffer the highest inflation rates and steepest declines in currencies are countries whose governments were in fiscal difficulties amounting to insolvency. Do you know the word insolvency? You would never want to be considered insolvent under the common law. That was a bad news deal, but insolvency basically is bankruptcy. Well, we've been in bankruptcy some time, haven't we? But we're revisiting it again. Quote, we're in the very early stages in the U.S. It's simply that the government has spent and is planning to spend vastly more than it can actually raise in the form of taxes. Of course, they're working on that night and day. The enemy never stops thinking about how to hurt our country, and neither do the people in Washington, I think is what Jorge Bush said. Quote, the reason a deficit is dangerous is that it puts pressure on a central bank to print money. Oh, yeah. It's in there. We're going to find out more about that. In fact, the dollar strengthened last year at the heart of the financial crisis, blah, blah, blah. Enough of that. Lengthy article. It's up on MarketWatch this morning. Go read it for yourself. Deficits and loose money should lead to higher gold. I think it will. Let's find out a little bit more about central banking. But before we go into central banking, let's touch briefly on gold. Of course, gold is a brilliant metal. Malleable, ductile. Its density is greater than that of all common metals except platinum, but it's too soft to be used without an alloy. And so they add an alloy to it to make it a little harder. Dropping down in this article out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences titled Gold. In late antiquity, however, the mines worked by primitive methods were exhausted. The accumulated stocks of gold were dispersed and gold ceased to function as a circulating medium. We've heard about this peak gold from Peter Munk. You ought to know. Big guy, Barrick Gold, one of the biggest, if not the biggest. But again, in late antiquity, the mines worked by primitive methods were exhausted. The accumulated stocks of gold were dispersed and gold ceased to function as a circulating medium. As it did here in this country in 1933 under the hand of FDR. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic Spark Plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic Spark Plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic Plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powdered seeds and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
Now they're bleaching breads to look like multigrain, so you have to brown.
Get your ugly white ass out.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Exactly. Central.
As always, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. The call-in lamp is lit. If you'd like to call in, your calls would certainly be welcome. Dropping back into this article, very interesting. I really enjoy reading from these encyclopedias. This Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences is very fascinating. Some of the best information in my library is actually found within these bound, huge, mammoth pages inside of this set of encyclopedias. But this is a good article on gold. Let's just continue it and run with it a little bit. In the 13th century, the active working of mines was resumed, but after the admiral, that would be Cristobal Colomb, after Columbus's visit to America, the European gold output became insignificant as compared with the American yield of precious metals. In fact, Charles V suspended the working of Spanish mines in 1535 in order to dispatch miners to the New World. In the 16th century, gold was also won, just the way they say that, won, in Africa, on the Gold Coast, in Rhodesia, Madagascar, and Abyssinia. Dropping down a little bit further here in this article, following the California and Australian gold discoveries, as gold was then derived mostly from alluvia, the output dwindled, blah, blah, blah. The subsequent rise of output was caused mainly by the discoveries of the Rand district of the Transvaal, South Africa. The Rands, the Kugerrands, Krugerrands, although the discovery of the Klondike Yukon alluvia, this is alluvia, I don't want to go into all of that. placers or alluvia and other ways of obtaining gold. We'll just let that go to a more technical broadcast. This has got other things to go on. But although the discovery of the Klondike Yukon alluvia in 1896 and the Ontario lodes in 1907 were of material help. Then it goes on and talks about technological improvements, such as the invention of the cyanide process, which is more efficient than the mercury amalgamation and permits the recovery of chemically bound gold, the development of drift mining in alluvial soils located under heavy crusts of lava, and the adoption of dredges in working large low-grade alluvial deposits. And boy, that was where I first got introduced to gold mining, was out there panning the tailings inside, around, and behind the gold dredges in Alaska when I was growing up. With a gold pan, my little brother and I, my mother loved to do it too. You go up inside of these abandoned dredges and scoop dirt out of the dredge boxes there, you know, the scoopers that run along by tracks and all that. And you can take that down and pan it in the little stream below and oftentimes come up with nuggets. They were still getting gold. They just weren't getting enough gold out at the time to make it profitable to continue running the dredges. It was more than profitable enough for a couple little boys in bicycles to sit there and pan gold all afternoon. Anyway, fill the pouch with gold and buy a new bicycle. It is significant that over a half of the gold won since 1943 was obtained in the first 30 years of the present century. So we're only like, what, 70 years into this process where we've actually gotten extracted and brought to the surface more visible gold than ever before in human history. Let's continue along a bit. The most important gold field in the world has been and remains the Rand District in the Transvaal, an area some 50 miles long by a few miles wide surrounding the city of Johannesburg. During its relatively short life, it has contributed almost a quarter of the world's gold won since 1493. And in the post-war years, it has been the source of over half of the world's output. Let's see if I can flip over here and open something up. Here it is. Let's go to this. Pay attention closely to that 1493 number. We need 500 years for this formula. But this is out of G. Edward Griffin's The Creature from Jekyll Island, Building the New World Order, page 113, where he writes this. Applying this same perspective to the NAFTA treaty, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger said, quote, "It's not a conventional trade agreement, but the architecture of a new international system, the vital first step for a new kind of community of nations, the vital first step for a new kind of community of nations." You know, Barry the Usurper, community organizer, man of the world. The newspaper article contained this statement, was appropriately titled, "With NAFTA, U.S. finally creates a new world order." A new world order. That was back in 1993. David Rockefeller, Council on Foreign Relations, was even more emphatic. He said it would be criminal not to pass NAFTA because, quote, listen carefully, "Everything is in place after 500 years to build a new world order in the Western Hemisphere." After 500 years. That was from A Hemisphere in the Balance by David Rockefeller, Wall Street Journal, October the 1st, 1993, page A10. What do you mean, after 500 years? What does I like to say? That on October the 31st of 1517, 1592, 1517, yeah, that's right, when Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Wittenberg Church, in effect, he crucified Christ afresh, drove a wooden hub right into the heart of Christendom, and we stepped over the threshold from the old world order into the new world order. 500 years later would find us right at this time period, 2017. 2017 is an important date. It's plus or minus 5 years, all to my calculations, which would pick up 2012, maybe 2020. But it's an important time period for reasons that I won't go into at this moment. But nevertheless, back to this article. During its relatively short life, again, this is the Rand District, the discovery there of gold in the Transvaal. It has contributed almost a quarter of the gold's reserves won since 1493. 1492, when Cristobal Columbus sailed the ocean blue. The only thing he really discovered was the mastery of his own fear. Falling off the edge of the earth and all that nonsense. Of course, he knew better. His brother Bartholomew had good maps and nautical equipment to help him make that journey. He really just had to stay the course. He knew he'd hit land. Continuing down a little bit further here in this article, again, just talking about peak gold. Is there peak gold? Although the past increase in production of gold has been phenomenal, we find here in our encyclopedia article, unless there is some outstanding new discovery, 1915 will prove to have seen the zenith. Now, they were talking about peak gold in 1915. They're talking about peak gold now as we move closer to 2012. This is kind of a recurring phenomenon, isn't it? Continuing, the article says, within the next 10 years, a shortage of gold, which has in the past caused recurrent apprehensions, may be expected to materialize. It's funny how little things like this have a way of influencing politics. But certainly at the time that this encyclopedia set was published, which is 1930s in America, there was other things happening. Things that we'll find out more about as we begin to study a little bit about central banking and why it's important to understand central banking. We'll cover the Federal Reserve System in specific detail on other broadcasts. Next week, I'm pleased to say that I've been able to arrange an interview with Ronald McDonald and Robert Rowan, the authors of They Own It All, Including You, By Means of Toxic Currency. We'll have a chance to go through their book and their ideas. If you haven't visited their website, it's www.newpeopleorder.com. You might check that out, newpeopleorder.com. Look in there, see things about that. If you have any questions, you could save up your questions. And on Wednesday, December the 2nd, we'll interview him for the full 2 hours. Looking forward to that talk. I've had a chance to read this book of theirs, and I'm going through it, getting all my background filler in place. But central banking is one of those unusual things that you find in the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences that you might not find in other encyclopedias. A very lengthy article. The term central banking is of comparatively recent origin, not being widely used before the beginning of the 20th century. Did you know that? Not being widely used before the beginning of the 20th century? Well, we'll find out about that and much more on the other side of our top of the hour break. Stay with us for hour number two. Straight ahead.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Moonday, November the 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, theoraclebroadcasting.com. In the background, I can hear the train whistle blowing as the big train is rolling through Exeter this morning. But, as we like to say, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, because most people couldn't even begin to tell you what the pursuit of happiness means. I know, and we keep talking about it. But in this broadcast for these past months that I've been here on Oracle and on previously on Revolution and Republic Broadcasting Networks, we've kind of been going through this long chain, forging one new link at a time. That chain that we'll need to use to bind down these tyrants and despots that call themselves government in the 21st century. We need to understand that there is a much bigger picture out there than meets the eye. And some of the talking points that go round and round, you know, chase us off into symptomology and victimology as we endlessly regurgitate the things can be found on the internet. But there are bigger things happening behind the scenes, to be sure. Gold is one of those things that's big, that lays behind all of this. It really does represent land. It represents property. It's something of substance. It has both form and substance, which we'll get into next week in greater detail. But continuing just briefly from this article from the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences on gold, it says since during the 19th century, no, I'm going to go up a little bit. The industrial consumption of gold has not grown so rapidly as the output, while the share of the current output absorbed by India has virtually doubled. The absolute amount increasing from 12 million to nearly 95 million per annum in 1930 dollars. See, we keep finding India in the news and gold today too, don't we? Since during the 19th century, the world increasingly adopted the gold standard, the amount of annual additions to the stock of monetary gold has become of considerable importance as a factor influencing the quantity of money in circulation, the rate of economic development. It has been shown, for example, that the trend of commodity prices, which had been rising in the years 1850 to 1873, declined in 1873 to 1895, and rising once more from 1896 to the opening of the World War, World War I, that is. This author had no idea World War II was right around the corner, is distinctly correlated with the increases in the stock of monetary gold. On the experience from the period of 1850 to 1910, Gustav Cassell has shown that to keep wholesale commodity prices stable, the annual addition to the world's total stock of gold should be 3%. Continuing in that article, there's a lot more to it, and we'll come back to it again in the future on other broadcasts. Back to our article here on central banking. Let's hone in on this a little bit. Again, we find in the first hour The term central banking is of comparatively recent origin, not being widely used before the beginning of the 20th century, while some variations in the meaning of the term survive even to the present. The consensus, notice they were using even that word in that time, the consensus of opinion now limits the designation, quote-unquote, central, only to those banks which have a distinctly public purpose. That is, banks which transact business not primarily for the purpose of making profit, but rather for the sake of ulterior effects upon the money market and upon the banking structure in general. Lots of different ways you can go around this particular little issue. Out of a reprint from the American Free Press, we'll find quite a bit on this. I'll share some of that with you on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You should remember the words of William Jennings Bryan, the Democratic Party whip during the passage of the Federal Reserve Act. This is back in 1913. He said this, quote, "In my long political career, the one thing I genuinely regret is my part in getting the banking and currency legislation enacted into law." He wasn't alone in his sentiments. Representative Charles Lindbergh, Sr., on the passage of the Federal Reserve Act, said this, quote, "This act establishes the most gigantic trust on earth. When the president signs the bill, the invisible government by the monetary power will be legalized. The worst legislative crime of the ages is perpetrated by this banking and currency bill. The caucus and the party bosses have again operated and prevented the people from getting the benefit of their own government. Close quote. Lots more in that. Interesting little pamphlet that American Free Press puts out. It's 9 Reasons Why the Budget is a Fraud. Interesting little reprint. You can buy them by the baleful. I've certainly given away hundreds myself. Back to this article out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. Why is this important for this topic? Well, it's within 10 years. It's published within 10 years of the passage of this bill. This information is current. Very rarely when I read these encyclopedias do I have to go back 2 or 3 times over and over the same material in these articles to understand even what's being written. But this particular author, writing on the central bank, is a rather deep read. And so I won't be able to give you all of what he's got to say here. But it does provide a little bit of a window into the minds of some of the better thinkers at the time. And this gentleman was certainly no slouch in the mind department. Continuing, while some variations in the meaning of the term survive even to the present, the consensus of opinion now limits the designation central, quote-unquote, only to those banks which have a distinctly public purpose, that is, banks which transact business, not primarily for the purpose of making profit, but rather for the sake of ulterior effects upon the money market and upon the banking structure in general. Benjamin Bernanke, Robert Rubin, Lawrence Summers, Timmy Geithner. Among such banks, we may distinguish bankers' banks, which have virtually no dealings with any customers except bankers and governments. That could be the Bank of International Settlements, Basel, Switzerland. And banks which do business with all classes of customers, although they are disposed to limit their larger dealings to operations in which other banks are involved or in which the government largely figures. We talked about the rise of statism coming out of the medieval time period into the commercial revolution, if you will, into mercantilism and all that. Meyer Amschel Rothschild had the real clever idea that it would be better to do banking business with governments than with businesses, because governments could always use the force of arms to collect. I care not who makes the laws of a country. Let me finance them. Let me put them in bankruptcy, insolvency, as our article earlier from the news today shows, insolvency, bankruptcy. And then I'll run the country. Prior to the World War, again, this, anytime you hear me say World War when I'm talking from the talking about these Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, we're talking about the First World War. Most of the larger European countries had well-developed central banks. And so you go back and look at the Rothschild family again. Meyer had 5 sons and 5 daughters. They're all in the business. The daughters married well, and the sons became central bankers on the business. In the United States, however, genuine central banking was unknown prior to the World War. The first and second banks of the United States having been enterprises of a quite different nature. Likewise, in South America, notwithstanding the existence of several so-called central banks, there was no well-established system. And little progress in this direction had been made in the Orient during the World War. Experience showed that central banks can exert a considerable degree of control over the price level and are in a position to render substantial assistance to governments in rectifying their financial affairs. Is that happening today during this war? As a result, a movement set in for the establishment of central banks. A movement set in. You read about that in The Creature from Jekyll Island, G. Everett Griffin. Perhaps I'll invite him on. Maybe he'll have time to come and visit with us one morning. I've interviewed him before. He's a very intelligent man. I enjoy talking with him. But again, as a result, a movement set in for the establishment of central banks. It was strongly furthered by the resolutions of the Genoa Conference. Perhaps make a note of that. Google Scroogle Dogpile or Web Ferret, the Genoa Conference, G-E-N-O-A, of 1922, which advised the organization of a central bank in each of the new countries created by the Treaty of Versailles. Oh, yeah. That impossibly high bar that was set there in Paris, guaranteed to bring in a second version of the First World War, guaranteed to destroy Germany. Several such banks were promptly established, and in practically all of the central banks, a new conception of function was developed during the decade following the war, a new idea, a really new economic order. This movement was marked by some exaggerations over sanguine opinions as to the possible power and effectiveness of central banks were frequently expressed. During the latter part of the decade, however, opinions swung in the opposite direction. People were disposed to minimize the scope of action of central banks and to restrict them to a position similar to what they had held prior to the war. The primary function of central banks is to maintain the banking reserve of the country at a sufficiently high point and in a sufficiently liquid condition. That's the stated purpose, the primary function. To maintain the banking reserve of the country at a sufficiently high point. Is there any reserve in the Federal Reserve? And in a sufficiently liquid condition. Is there anything illiquid about the ability to print money out of thin air? By this is meant, one, the maintenance of what is considered an adequate cash reserve. Now, notice the time period. Cash, to this author, was not cash as we use it today. It's not this funny money, green, folded over in half, put it in your pocket deal cash. Was that stuff in silver and gold? The maintenance of what is considered an adequate cash reserve against the bank credit of the country, such reserves to be held in the vaults of the central banks or in those of other banks or divided between them. To be held in the vaults. As we have pallets of gold going hither, thither, and yon. That brings up the Chinese currency, the yuan. Well, right.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% 30% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Returning once again and diving into this encyclopedia of the social sciences article on central banking, we're definitely in a very interesting time period here. This article having been written prior to 1933, prior to the time when FDR stole the gold away from the people, prior to the time that FDR declared us bankrupt, went insolvent in this country. But it was only just a scant 20 years, since the creation of the beast system. Didn't take them long, did it? You always have to be careful. Choices do have consequences. Be careful what we wish for. We might get our wish. But again, dropping down in here, we see this idea, the primary function of central banks, styled across three heads. The first, again, the maintenance of what is considered as an adequate cash reserve against the bank credit, book entries of the country. Such reserve to be held in the vaults. You don't have to hold cash in vaults. You can just print it on demand, type it into your computer, and create digits to your heart's content. Cash reserves held in vaults of the central bank or in those of other banks, or divided between them. Boy, was there some division of the gold going to happen soon. And then, two, the defense of the entire specie stock of the country, specie gold. The defense of the entire specie stock of the country against undue depletion by exportation. How much got shipped off to France? Did it come home? Or unwarranted increase through importation? The maintenance, number three, the maintenance of an adequate note issue, convertible into bank credit through deposits at any time, and presumably convertible into coin upon demand. Again, this at a time when you could walk around with gold in your pocket, when gold certificates might be in your billfold. You'd step into the bank and convert them into gold on demand. Experience has shown that in order to perform its functions, the central bank must have the power to supply or quote-unquote create, in the course of its operations, ultimate reserve funds in some fashion. This is accomplished by investing the central bank with a monopoly of banknote issue or at least with the power of note issue superior to that of other banks. These notes being used by the latter as vault reserves. Vault reserves, bank notes. A Federal Reserve bank note is not the same as a Federal Reserve note, by the way. We covered that when we went into money and out of the college textbooks, Economics 101. The same effect may be achieved by requiring the other banks to maintain quote-unquote reserve balances with the central bank, balances which are the result of either cash deposits or paper rediscounts. We're going to find out that there's just a whole lot more than Federal Reserve notes when we talk about the Federal Reserve banking system and central banking in general. Now, over the weekend, on the 22nd, that would have been Sunday, there were End the Fed rallies. I haven't heard anything about them yet around the country, one in Dallas and elsewhere, where when the banks were closed and there was nothing but the Patriot Act security guards with their semi-auto weapons and protecting the bank property inside, people assembled on the sidewalks outside with their bullhorns and placards shouting at an empty building and waving at nobody driving by because everyone is staying home because of the high price of gasoline and diesel and the excessive amount of unemployment. No one really has any interest in that anyway. And so we had people out championing End the Fed. And I would imagine that unless they listen to these broadcasts, few of them have any clue whatsoever that what the Federal Reserve banking system or central banking in general is all about or what they do. So we'll find out a little bit more about that in this broadcast. The fundamental problems, therefore, confronting the central banks are the note issue policy, or the total amounts of notes and the basis on which they should be issued, and the discount policy. The latter is usually thought of as including, the discount policy, the determination of the kind of paper which the bank will ordinarily admit to rediscount, the rate at which it will admit such paper, and the extent to which it is willing to go in granting rediscounts, both in the aggregate and to any individual banking institution. And again, for your browser, you might get into rediscount and find out a little bit more about it. There's a lot to learn about it. During the first half of the 19th century, there developed in Great Britain a controversy with respect to the basis of note issue, which had an important bearing upon the fundamental problem of central banking. The currency school, there's a currency school and a banking school, we'll touch on both of them briefly. The currency school put forward the view that note issues, in order to be quote-unquote safe, Agenda 21, Chapter 7, 7.59, the promotion of a culture of safety, the development of the safety cult, that note issues, in order to be quote-unquote safe, should be protected by a reserve of specie so that all additions to the notes in circulation beyond a specified amount, protected by collateral, that would be you and I and everything that we own, preferably in government obligations, be covered unit for unit by specie. That's pretty bold. Unit by unit. Unit for unit by specie. You know, one paper piece over here, one gold piece over there. Okay, it all balances. The banking school, on the other hand, and we're going to see that they're the victors in this argument. The banking school, on the other hand, and again, this is out of Great Britain, held to the view that the proper basis for note issue was the development of business or exchange, economic development, community development, business development, sustainable development. The proper basis for note issue was the development of business or exchange, foreign exchange rates. As evidenced by the amount of liquid commercial paper discounted with the issuing banks. This was later called the commercial asset theory of currency issue. British Banking Act of 1844, for our British listeners, imitated in the National Banking Act of 1863. So what happened in England turned right around and within 20 years happened in the United States. Notice how that always happens, those Fabians, you know, it's gradualism, step by step. They bring it into existence in England and then they bring it over here and spoil our house with it. Been happening for a long time. The British Banking Act of 1844, imitated in the National Banking Act of 1863 of the United States, represented the triumph of the currency school. Most of the continental note issue systems, however, rested upon the theory, the banking theory, and the Federal Reserve Act, passed in 1913, adopted virtually the same position. So now you see the United States in alignment with all the other houses of Rothschild, central banks in Western Europe and probably globally. At least it's getting that way. When in the course of time, banknotes declined in importance as an integral part of the country's currency, the older controversy developed into a discussion as the type of paper the bank should hold. We'll pick it up on that sign. On the other side of this break, stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. Diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, certainly this author is very intelligent. There's no doubt about that. But at the end of this, appended to this article, as is often the case in a better set of encyclopedias, not only do they have the go-sees, you know, that's like the hot links at the bottom of a Wikipedia article or the hot links throughout an article, things that you can go see, other things that relate to this article, these are relative. Commercial banking, the Federal Reserve System, banknotes, bank reserves, money markets, foreign exchange, investments, credit control, monetary stabilization, price stabilization, international finance, reparations, and government ownership. And then it continues and gives you a section of things to consult. This is the bibliography that our author was referring to and other writings that he was bringing to our attention. But we can find in here our author of this article, H. Parker Willis, was also the author of Foreign Banking Systems, edited by H. Parker Willis and B.H. Beckert, New York, 1929. He also wrote the Willis, H. Parker, and W.H. Steiner wrote The Federal Reserve Banking Practice, New York, 1926. And then there's many other books referenced here. In addition to that, there's also U.S. House of Representatives, 69th Congress, First Section, blah, blah, blah. Lots of reprints that you could probably at this time go get from government. So it would be like going up to Thomas.gov or something in his day, the old-fashioned way. Gives us a better understanding of this. This is a very lengthy article. No way in 30 minutes or an hour or 2 hours or 4 hours could we go through the whole thing. So I'm just going to continue, and then we'll come back to it as we do. And cover a little bit more on Wednesday, perhaps a little bit more on Friday, salting in other things along with it. But when in the course of time banknotes declined in importance, banknotes now, Federal Reserve banknotes, it's different from a Federal Reserve note. When in the course of time banknotes declined in importance as an integral part of the country's currency, the older controversy developed into a discussion as to the type of paper, commercial paper, etc., which the central bank should discount in order to provide the basis for its deposit credits. There are those who insist that it should discount the obligations of other banks with sound collateral attached. How much sound collateral attached do we have to all of these derivatives and these mortgages out there? And on the other hand, the author's right, those who would limit the discount operations of the central bank to liquid paper growing out of bona fide commercial transactions. It's the difference between commercial banking and investment banking. In recent years, there has become apparent also a pronounced difference of opinion as to the scope of central bank activity. In the recent years, up until the 1920s and 30s, before Franklin Delano Roosevelt. There's everything to indicate and nothing to suggest in this particular article that it was written any later than 1931. Apparent, pronounced differences of opinion as to the scope of central bank activity. It's like you could read the New York Slime or Washington Postal. Probably lots of opinion pieces being written. Go and sit in the schools of economics of Ashley and others at Harvard and listen to the raging debates. A pronounced difference of opinion as to the scope of central bank activity. Again, the remorse felt by the senators that brought this horrible beast into our country. According to the exponents of the so-called emergency point of view, I shared with you the emergency. Nothing to fear but a fear itself. Declared a state of emergency. We're still under it. The bank holiday and everything else that came along with it. Grant to the president broad sweeping powers against this terror. Such as if we were at war. War powers. State of emergency. 1933. FDR. According to the exponents of the so-called emergency point of view, E911, enhanced 9/11. Planning commission is just simply up and up in Arkansas declaring that an emergency exists right out of whole cloth. Got to have that emergency. Put it right into their comprehensive plan. Just simply declaring that an emergency exists so that everything can run under admiralty law. Continuing, According to the exponents of the so-called emergency point of view, the central bank stands ready to act, quote-unquote, like a fire engine. Yeah, like your rural firehouse there. Patriot Act, Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, coming into your local area like a fire engine. Those fire engines being given to your rural fire departments by grant money from FEMA on matching funds, putting out financial conflagrations as they develop, an emergency institution, really active only from time to time, like the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. Dropping down a little. The adherents of the banking point of view maintain, on the contrary, that the central bank should function like a bank and not like a relief institution. Its work should be constant and regular, and its policy should be that of shaping and adapting itself to critical conditions as these arise. Although the extent of its participation would necessarily vary, it should be a constant factor in the money market. The difference between these points of view is reflected most clearly in the scope which they allow to the so-called open market operations of central banks, quote-unquote, open market. Been hearing about that lately. That is, those operations in which the central bank goes out into the open market and seeks business, buys and sells paper, and otherwise take the initiative in injecting or withdrawing credit. The government's working group on financial markets. Getting involved with the ICE, the Intercontinental Exchange. A little bit of funny business maybe going down on Friday in regards to the value of the USDX, that commercial product. Oh, my. When the Federal Reserve Act was under advisement, when was the Federal Reserve Act under advisement? Strenuous efforts were made by the banking community to prevent the incorporation of open market powers in it. But since the close of the war, the continuous and large use of these powers has been recognized both in America and Europe as practically indispensable in the operation of central banks. Now, did the World War come on of its own accord? Or was the World War brought on to facilitate this open market power in the central banks? Leave that question for your research. The relation between discounting and open market operations necessarily varies with varying market situations. Since the central bank is not properly concerned with the satisfying of ordinary credit needs, its activity is generally at its lowest when the operations of other banks are at the average or usual level and the volume of their credit extension shows no appreciable change. In other words, when all things continue as they were in the mid of a prosperity time period, the central bank should pretty much be on vacation. Is that the way it works today? It is this fact which probably gave rise originally to the emergency relief theory. Yet, conditions seldom are normal or average. 1920s. Ain't nothing changed. The great transactions of governments, which are now largely in the hands of central banks, disturb the market. International banking operations affect and readjust market conditions. Speculative processes may have a similar distorting effect. Thus, the degree of its participation varies. The central bank, in practice, is called upon to be steadily in the market. Whether the central bank remains an emergency relief institution or functions as a constant factor in the money market, it is desirable that its head office be located in the principal financial center of the country. The City of London, New York City. But such functions as clearing on its books a considerable proportion of the country's check transactions, regarded within recent years as pertaining to central banks and acting as a fiscal agent for the government, have obviously led to a need for branches. Most central banks have developed accordingly, larger or smaller groups of such banks. Picking up on the other side, look at the branches of the central bank in the United States, and again wrapping up today's broadcast. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Wheels within wheels, circles within interlocking circles. There's nothing simple about the global situation, my friends. Not at all. And the deeper into it that you go, the more you understand that there aren't going to be simple solutions to these global problems. It's going to take a considerable amount of mental power on our part. Thank goodness for Oracle Broadcasting provides to all of our listeners unlimited free access to the archives. And certainly, if you want the real high quality stuff, you can pay for a membership and get a newsletter, I think, to go with it. But if this is the first time or second time you've listened to these broadcasts and you haven't gotten in the rhythm of things, I do a lot of reading on this broadcast. And if you go back through and listen to the various and sundry archives, you'll see that we're not covering the same ground over and over and over again. It's always new ground. A step by step by step, the very best way that I've been able to figure out the pathway, the way forward, if you will, the roadmap, so that we can understand just what is our challenge here in this first decade or two of the 21st century. And if all hell breaks loose and things collapse as they must, we need to be in a position intellectually that we're in prime shape to pick up the reins and all of the busted pieces and keep this country moving forward. That's not going to be possible if the only thing you know about where we are today is walkie-talkies and foodstuffs. Useful information to know, but there's a bigger thing going on here. We've got hundreds of millions of people in this country that are not going to have a clue. And hopefully, with this broadcast and others like it, there will be people here, there, and here and there who do have a clue and might be able to jumpstart their areas in some fashion of sanity. But back to our study of the central banking system. Again, the Bank of England, for example, has 10 of these branches. The Bank of France has about 660. Again, this is in the 1920s and 30s. The Federal Reserve System in the United States provides for 12 central banks, and there's two in this land of King Louis. The state of Missouri has one both in Kansas City and one over in St. Louis. The Federal Reserve District that Kansas City embraces includes all of the westernmost counties of the state of Missouri and all things lying west of that, and St. Louis is a greater area to the east. Most of the state of Missouri is in the St. Louis Federal Reserve branch. Each operating in its own district as a separate corporation, independent of all others. But all of them are supervised by a central board, these interlocking boards. Possessing such extensive powers of control over their policy, expenditures, and personnel that it may be treated, in theory at least, as a central board of directors of which the local institutions, in a sense, are but branches. The Federal Reserve banks have established branches of their own, which numbered 25 in 1930. But the whole theory of their operation and of the degree of their independence still remains unsettled as of 1930. This problem of the proper relation between the head office and the branches of a central bank is much more than a mere matter of technique. The delimitation of the degree of independence of the branches is conditioned by the view taken as to how far it is possible and expedient to go in setting up local discount markets. Local discount markets. As we become vocal local, we would hope that we could understand the local discount markets. Some authorities declare that in addition to maintaining the banking reserve of a country in a satisfactory condition, central banks should attempt to regulate the supply of credit in such a way as to bring about readjustment in cases where relationships between purchasing power and the prices of goods depart from an average or a normal level. This phase of central bank activity, the possibility of exerting credit control in order to stabilize the price level, came into great prominence after the close of the World War and has continued ever since to excite the largest interests. Everyone understands Hegel's dialectic. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Who was it? Hillary Clinton or Rahm Emanuel saying, never let a good crisis go to waste? always advancing like the Fabian socialist tortoise, incrementally, advancing greater and greater control, placing more and more power into fewer and fewer hands as time goes by. Again, well, continuing. In order that the first of these conditions be realized in practice, it is necessary that the central bank exercise a considerable degree of control over other banks in the country. It is supposed that the central bank, by changing its discount rate or by rationing its credit, we see that every morning when we look at the bond markets, don't we? Foreign exchange rates, all that, the fluctuations, rationing its credit to various classes of customers can regulate the amount of credit available within a certain range of cost to other banks. We heard about that in the article at the beginning of the broadcast. Being thus able to add to or subtract from the reserves of other banks, the central bank is in a position to force them to broaden or diminish their lending, to determine the expansion or contraction of their credit to the public. Is this a free market in banking, or is this just a controlled economy? Over the weekend, I had the opportunity of reading a lengthy article, had to go through it a couple of times, too, out of the same encyclopedias, on the Gosplan, G-O-S-P-L-A-N, the planned economy in the post-Bolsheviki, Mensheviki overthrow of Russia. Very illuminating article. I look forward to bringing that to your attention in the future. Gosplan. But it seems that the things that were done in Russia found their way to America, with a K, shortly thereafter. Some space of 10 to 15 years from the time that it was tried at great peril and death in Russia, it was being visited upon the people of the United States. Very interesting parallels. It's argued further that if other banks do not offer to deal with it in a volume sufficient to enable it to obtain such results, the central bank may undercut them by going into the open market, thereby compelling them to regulate their rates more or less with reference to its own rate, and in some measure at least to adjust their conditions of lending to those made by the central bank. They have the stick, a big stick, to dictate to all banks how and when and to whom they lend, at what rates, etc. The ability to withdraw credit, the ability to compete with other banks in open markets, driving out the competition. How many banks have closed this year? Driving out the competition, centralizing power in fewer and fewer hands. Is this all new today? Or has this been around now for almost 100 years? Amazing the things you can learn out of an old set of encyclopedias. Just go in and spend a little time and ruffle around and read them. But maybe you could browse up central banking and see if something comes up in your computer today. I'll be back again tomorrow with Vicki Davis. We'll go into this global technocracy even deeper with her studies. And until then, have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% 20% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.